From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Many Missourians likely don't know schools can lock children alone in seclusion rooms or restrain them, but it's a practice used all across the state. As State House reporter Jacqueline Driscoll reports, there's a bipartisan effort in Jefferson City to make sure these options are used only when the health and safety of students and teachers are in danger.
The legislation defines the terms restraint and seclusion. This puts parameters on how and when schools are allowed to use these options. It also mandates schools to report these instances to the state. Democratic Representative Ian Mackey from Richmond Heights says schools only report to the Federal Department of Education if a door to a seclusion room is locked. But schools have found a way around that.
A child was placed in the room and a mat was put in front of the door, or a chair blocked the door, or a teacher stood outside the door. So they didn't report that.
The proposal also requires parents to be notified if their children were restrained or placed in a seclusion room. However, it does not stipulate any penalties if schools fail to comply. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
St. Louis's first black prosecutor has sued the city, its police union, and others for what she calls racist efforts to block her reform agenda. Rachel Lippman has more on the federal lawsuit filed yesterday by Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner.
Special prosecutors have been scrutinizing Gardner's conduct in the criminal case against former Governor Eric Greitens for months. She's been blocked from using city funds to pay for attorneys in that investigation. And she's routinely been the target of ire from the St. Louis Police Officers Association. Gardner alleges in the suit that all of these actions taken together amount to a racist conspiracy intended to keep her from securing the equal protection of the law for everyone in the city. She also accuses the defendants of abusing the legal system to remove her from office. A spokesman for the city says Gardner's accusations are meritless. Jeff Rorta, a police union official named in the suit, calls it the last act of a desperate woman. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The Columbia School Board detailed its plans yesterday for the $20 million bond that will go before voters April 7th. The bond does not include a tax increase. The bond plan, scheduled to be issued in June if passed by voters, includes $7.5 million in building additions to address district growth, $6 million in renovations to Jefferson Middle School, which include gym construction, $3.3 million in high school athletic field projects, $2 million to Federal Americans with Disabilities Act enhancements and facility maintenance, and $1 million in safety and security improvements. Missouri Governor Mike Parson has appointed two Democratic state senators from Kansas City to executive branch jobs. The Republican governor announced yesterday the appointments of Senator Kiki Curls to the State Labor and Industrial Relations Committee and Senator Jason Holzman to the Missouri Public Service Commission. Both senators were prohibited by term limits from seeking re-election this year and must be confirmed by the Senate to start their new jobs. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.